out towards Shea, left-hand side. Now, will he try and go byline this time? Angled forward towards Wes Thomas, who's making a bright run for him. Down towards the corner flag. Back to Shea once more. Three blue shirts in the box if he can get into a crossing position. Short for Thomas. Great ball. Thomas, roof of the net. And Blues are in front. Really crisp pass that from Shea. Thomas, inside left. Wasn't spotted by Leeds. One touch to get it under control. The second to fire it into the top corner. And on 37 minutes, it's Blues 1, Leeds 0. Wes Thomas. A long ball clear. Berardi can win it with the head. Finds Belushi, the centre-back, who's forward on the right-hand side. Bianchi in support. Good looking cross by Bianchi. Headed away by Eardley. Could still break for Mowat in the penalty area. And Mowat will drive it into the net. It had been coming for Leeds United. And Mowat, who's been the best of the bunch for them in the second half, gets his reward on 76 minutes. Leeds a level. Birmingham City 1, Leeds United 1.
Okay, Lee, I think we have to start with the main talking point of the day. Damari Gray goes down in the box. Looks on replays that should have been a penalty.
Well, it is for me, Richard, because the defender doesn't touch the ball. If Damari's running through, he's going to score, or he's going to have an attempt on goal, and the defender hangs his leg out. Now, the only way Damari can contact his leg is if he jumps 10 foot. And it's impossible from a position to jump 10 foot. So, because the defender hasn't touched the ball at all, it's got to be a penalty. He stopped Damari getting to the ball on the other side. That's a pen. Now, whether he's trying to pull his leg away or not, it doesn't matter. He stopped my player getting to the ball on the other side. So it's got to be a penalty. Now, what's frustrating for me, you've seen an unbelievable young talent come on the pitch there and produce a cameo performance, which was fantastic, of dribbling at high speed, but being in control of a ball. And we've ended up giving him a yellow card. He'll be devastated with that, by the way, because he's a fantastic young fella, fantastic kid. And he doesn't do that type of thing. I've seen him get kicked from pillar to post in the training sessions by our defenders, our experienced players, who kind of get near him. He doesn't go to the ground. He's a strong little fella. He's a tough cookie because he's brave. He'll go at defenders knowing he's going to get kicked. So I'm really frustrated. Frustrated for the group because the way Paul Carras puts his penalties away, you would think we would have tucked it in 2-1. Everyone's happy.
Damari nearly got the last laugh. Another brilliant run through the middle when he latched onto a loose ball and so close to scoring. It's a good save by the keeper, actually.
Sensational. I think another example of high-speed dribbling. And I'm delighted Deadline Day we turned down that Premier League club bid. And it's great that the club are in a position to do that. We believe the boy can develop here. We believe there's a super talent. A great kid. And we want to keep using it. I think what's happened in the game today, down our left side, Breck Shears gave us 60-odd terrific minutes. Was always going to tire because he hasn't played enough football. But I thought he was different class both in the air and on the floor. Can produce a hammer of a shot. And then when he tired, young Damari comes on and takes it to a new level. So I think all in all, I'm gutted for the players that we haven't took 3 points today.
Talking about tired, Wes Thomas up since the crack of dawn waiting to become a dad. His wife was in hospital. She's back in now. She's rushed off. And in between, a great performance and a terrific goal.
A great goal. And I've got to give credit to the guy because I received a text message at 6:30 this morning to see he'd gone into hospital with his wife who'd gone into labour. Then got a text a couple hours later to say hadn't progressed as much as they had. They were sending her home. He would like to be available. Had a chat with him before the game and how he felt, because I knew he wouldn't have had much sleep. He felt he was ready to start the game. And he's given a high-quality work ethic performance when you think he probably hasn't prepared for a game, a championship game, like the way you should in terms of the ideal sleep, what you get, etc. Probably been an uneasy night for him. So all credit to him. Now we're hoping him, his wife and his newborn child, that should be coming, you know, within the next few hours. Everything's okay with them and we wish them luck and we're looking forward to welcoming a new addition to the Birmingham family.
The last one for me, the frustration though is evident for you and the fans were great after the final whistle, but at home, these 5 points could have been 9, couldn't they?
Without a doubt. Should have been 9. Should have been 3 out of 3. But I've got to keep the spirits of the players high because the performance mean there should be 9. You know, if the performances weren't worthy of winning games, that's when you've got to worry. Now, we've made an individual error for their goal. We know that. And people make mistakes. You know, I'm never going to criticise. A defender doesn't want to make an intentional mistake because they want clean sheets. A striker isn't going to miss a great chance on purpose because they get judged on their goals. the human beings. We've got to look after them. We've got to keep them. Because I think in the three league games, the two cup ties, the fans have seen a spirited group of players with a high work ethic, with lots of pace and power, who are trying to give them wins that they deserve and performances. And I think they're appreciative of that.